This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for May 6th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a clinical article published by JNS Spine today. Motion segment sparing repair of symptomatic chronic pars defects. A clinical article by Ian Spencer Muchnick and colleagues. For spondylolysis at L5, the current standard of care is a one-level posterior spinal fusion. For more rostral defects, a direct pars repair, sparing the motion segment, can be attempted as long as no disc degeneration or anterolisthesis is present. The authors of this study looked at the results in 49 cases treated between 2002 and 2009. In all of these cases, conservative management failed and temporary pain relief was achieved with fluoroscopically guided pars injections. 7 cases required reoperation to treat clinical symptoms. The patients in all 7 cases had bilateral L5 defects, and 6 of them were female. Despite current standards, patients with slip percentages as high as 30% and significant disc degeneration experienced treatment success. There was a trend for patients with lower degrees of lordosis to experience treatment failure. The data led the authors to the following conclusions. First, the number of patients undergoing motion segment sparing fusions of symptomatic chronic spondylolysis may be safely increased to include those with grade 1 spondylolisthesis as well as with high-grade disc disease. Second, patients with bilateral L5 spondylolysis and low lordotic angles may be better served by a posterior spinal fusion from L5 to S1, especially if they are female. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.